VOA News. I'm Faith Lapidus. President Donald Trump deployed a mix of diplomacy and barbs in his joint news conference with British Prime Minister Theresa May in London Tuesday. He said the U.S. is committed to a phenomenal trade deal with Britain as the country prepares to leave the EU, and he saw no limitations on future intelligence sharing despite disagreements over the threat posed by China tech giant Huawei. Thousands of demonstrators have thronged central London to protest the American leader's visit. He said reports of those crowds were fake news. D-Day commemorations await President Trump on the next leg of his European trip. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Following the focus on business and trade, Donald Trump will use the next 2 days to mark the 75th anniversary of the June 6, 1944 D-Day landing, likely the last significant commemoration most veterans of the battle will see. The events will begin in Portsmouth, England, where the invasion was launched, and then move across the Channel to France, where Allied forces began to recapture Western Europe from the Nazis. Charles de Ledesma, London.
On June 4th, 30 years ago, it was then that Chinese soldiers and tanks stormed Tiananmen Square to end a nearly two-month demonstration by students and workers demanding democratic change and the end of corruption. Security around the square was tightened today as Beijing tried to silence any remembrance of the deadly crackdown in which hundreds, possibly thousands of people were killed. Visitors were subjected to strict identification checks, and foreign journalists were barred from the square. A statement Monday from Secretary of State Mike Pompeo saluting the student protesters as heroes of the Chinese people led to a sharp rebuke by China's embassy in Washington. This is VOA News. Another anniversary of note,